I'm standing on Drake's Beach at Point Reyes National Seashore with John DeLasso, Chief of Interpretation and Resource Education for the park. We're here to see a phenomenon that's entirely new to him, and he's worked at this park for over 30 years. Elephant seals have taken over Drake's Beach and are even spilling over into the parking lot.
So what we're looking at out here on Drake's Beach, we have probably about 100 elephant seals right here. We do have two younger males or bulls in the parking lot this afternoon, probably weighing, you know, close to 5,000 pounds.
DeLasso says they've had rogue bulls show up on this beach before, but this is the first time they've ever seen a whole colony with females and pups make their home here. Typically, the elephant seals come to breed during the winter at a place called Chimney Rock. That location is protected from visitors, and the seals are only observable from a viewing platform above the beach. It's not entirely clear why they came to Drake's Beach this year, but marine ecologist Sarah Cotty says they have a theory.
Our assumption is that when we had some really big storms last month, that their sites were just getting hammered by waves. The beaches they're normally at are pretty narrow, and so when we have big storms coming in with big waves, those waves crash right up against the base of the cliffs. Pups can't swim for the first few weeks of life, so to kind of have that experience of waves coming in, the females, if they haven't given birth yet, will leave that site so that they can be somewhere that is more calm and so that they don't have that risk of the pups drowning.
Now, DeLasso says there are close to 50 pups on the beach. One is making an almost frog-like call, barely audible above the waves. At the moment, most of the seals are napping, but usually they're a noisy bunch. DeLasso explains how to tell the difference between their calls. Audio is courtesy of the Marine Mammal Center, which is a rescue hospital based in Sausalito.
There's different sounds. The pups make a sound almost kind of sheep-like, or lamb-like, if you will. The females are probably the most vocal down there. They kind of spar with each other. And when the males bellow, they're blowing air through this very large proboscis that they have, and it makes a very unique, kind of almost gurgling sound, but really loud. I mean, it can travel, you know, well over a mile. You can hear it from a long distance.
Elephant seals are a conservation success story. In the 1900s, they were hunted nearly to extinction, with fewer than 100 left in the world. Now, there are an estimated 150,000, and the majority live in California waters. DeLasso says they've seen a steady increase in the population at Point Reyes since the 1980s. The new colony at Drake's Beach is more work for the park staff. They have to keep the public informed that it's dangerous to get closer than 25 feet from the seals. But DeLasso is still happy they're there.
This is a great opportunity for us to educate the public. And, you know, we're talking about an animal that was very close to extinction not that long ago. And to see it making a comeback, we're not going to interfere with that.
Drake's Beach is only open to the public on the weekends. By mid-April, most of the pups will be grown and the colony will move back out to deeper waters. But both DeLasso and Cotty think the colony will be back to Drake's Beach next winter, now that they've already staked out a claim. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.